بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful.
قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد.
Translation: Say, I seek refuge with the Lord of Al-Falaq from the evil of what he has created, and from the evil of the ghasiq when waqab, and from the evil of the blowers of knots, and from the evil of the envier when he envies. Al-Qur'an, chapter 113, verses 1-5. Ibn Abi Hatim recorded that Jabir said, Al-Falaq is the morning. Al-Awfi reported from Ibn Abbas, Al-Falaq is the morning. The same has been reported from Mujahid, Sa'id bin Jubair, Abdullah bin Muhammad bin Aqil, Al-Hasan, Qatada, Muhammad bin Ka'ab Al-Qurazi, and Ibn Zayd. Malik also reported a similar statement from Zayd bin Aslam. Al-Quraizi, Ibn Zayd, and Ibn Jarir all said, this is like Allah saying, he is the cleaver of the daybreak. Al-Quran, chapter 6, verse 96. Allah said, from the evil of what he has created. This means from the evil of all created things. Sabit al-Bunani and al-Hasan al-Basri both said, hell, Iblis and his progeny, from among that which he, that is Allah, created. And from the evil of the ghasiq, when waqab. Mujahid said, ghasiq is the night, and when it waqab refers to the setting of the sun. Al-Bukhari mentioned this from him. Ibn Abi Najih also reported a similar narration from him, that is Mujahid. The same was said by Ibn Abbas, Muhammad bin Ka'ab al-Qurazi, al-Dahaq, Husayf al-Hasan and Qatada. They said, verily, it is the night when it advances with its darkness. Az-Zuhri said, and from the evil of the ghasiq when waqab. This means the sun when it sets. Abu al-Muhazzim reported that Abu Huraira said, and from the evil of the ghasiq when waqab. This means the star. Ibn Zayd said, the Arabs used to say al-ghasiq is the declination, that is a position of the heavenly body known as Pleiades. The number of those who were ill and stricken with plague would increase whenever it would decline, and their number would lessen whenever it rose. Ibn Jarir said, others have said that it is the moon. The support for the people who hold this position, that it means the moon, is a narration from Imam Ahmad, recorded from Al-Haris bin Abi Salama. He said that Aisha said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam took me by my hand and showed me the moon when it rose, and he said, seek refuge with Allah from the evil of this ghasiq when it becomes dark. At-Tirmidhi and An-Nasa'i both recorded this hadith in their books of tafsir in their sunans. Allah said, and from the evil of the blowers in knots. Mujahid, Ikrama, Al-Hasan, Qatada and Ad-Dahaq all said, this means the witches. Mujahid said, when they perform their spells and blow into the knots. In another hadith, it has been reported that Jibreel came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, are you suffering from any ailment, O Muhammad? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, yes. So Jibreel said, in the name of Allah, I recite prayer, that is ruqayya, over you from every illness that harms you, from the evil of every envious person and evil eye. May Allah cure you. The next topic is discussion of the bewitchment of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the book of medicine of his Sahih, Al-Bukhari recorded that Aisha said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was bewitched until he thought that he had relations with his wives, but he had not had relations with them. Sufyan said, this is the worst form of magic when it reaches this stage. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Aisha, do you know that Allah has answered me concerning that which I asked him? Two men came to me, and one of them sat by my head, while the other sat by my feet. The one who was sitting by my head said to the other one, "What is wrong with this man?" The other replied, "He is bewitched." The first one said, "Who bewitched him?" The other replied, "Labith bin Asim. He is a man from the tribe of Banu Zurayh, who is an ally of the Jews and a hypocrite." The first one asked, "With what did he bewitch him?" The other replied, "With a comb and hair from the comb." The first one asked, "Where is the comb?" The other answered, "In the dried bark of a male date palm under a rock in a well called Dharwan." Aisha said, "So he went to the well to remove it, that is a comb with a hair. Then he said, 'This is the well that I saw. It was as if its water had henna soaked in it, and its palm trees were like the heads of devils.' So he removed it, that is of the well. Then I," Aisha said, "Will you not make this public?" He replied, "Allah has cured me, and I hate to spread the news of wickedness of any of the people."